Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still awake, John.
You're awake because you're paying attention to this one. And with us is Charlie Berman, who is the receiver of taxes for the town of North Hempstead. And whenever Charlie comes on the show, it's the information is so important that's why I'm going to tell you to call 311 for the phone numbers that he gave out and stuff, because Otto even said it. People don't pay attention. There's many people that are under that threshold probably and could be doing enhanced. There's many people that don't grieve. There's many people that don't use the star. And again, it goes back to, we try to bring as much information to you that we can't walk you to the
John, that's
office.
That's why I created this program. When I first became receiver of taxes in 2010, one of the first things I did was to look and see how many people had enhanced star in North Hempstead.
Oh.
And it was about 5,000. And I looked back 4 or 5 years, and it was the same 5,000. It was on a plateau. So we set out to do seminars to basically explain, and we partnered with Project Independence.
Okay.
And we set out to do seminars to explain to seniors exactly what Otto was saying, that many people are actually qualified for enhanced who are only in basic. And we found that there were three reasons why people didn't have enhanced. Number one, you know, the STAR program is an old established program. It's been around since the mid-90s. So when people got basic STAR, they weren't seniors. Then they aged into it, but they didn't realize there was another exemption out there to get, which was worth double. The second reason was, like Otto was saying, you know, when they were a little bit younger, they were making more money. And also this allowable amount on enhanced STAR, it's allowed to increase every year, and it does increase incrementally.
Okay.
So years ago, it was in the low 70s. Now it's up to under 86. So people, you know, were earning too much money. But then the allowable amount went up and their incomes went down, and they didn't realize there was another exemption. The third reason is that, you know, we find this with, you know, a lot of people are just intimidated by the application process. So we, you know, set out to explain how easy it is to step up from basic start to enhance. There is an application, but, you know, it only focuses on proving your age, your income, your residency. And then there's questions about ownership. You have to provide the ownership information, which is the name on the deed. And that also, there's another point about ownership, is that if people change their deeds for estate planning purposes, you know, the most common form of deed change we see are trusts and also life estates. And as you know, a trust splits ownership. You have the trustee and the beneficiary. For STAR purposes, they're looking at the qualifications of the beneficiary for enhanced STAR. But what people should know is if you change your deed, Nassau County Department of Assessment might see that as a change in ownership, and they'll take all the exemptions off the property. So if you change your deed for estate planning purposes, this is very important. Make sure you go back to the county. If you create a trust, and I'm talking about the Nassau County Department of Assessment at 240 Old Country Road in Mineola, make sure if you create a trust, you're going to have to give the trust to the county. They want to see two things. They want to see that the trust is in perpetuity, meaning forever. It doesn't expire after 10 years. And they also want to make sure that the beneficiary who they're qualifying for the exemption is 100% the beneficiary. They don't want it to see split to other beneficiaries as well. So they will read the entire trust. They're not going to take just the first page and the last page. You know, in a life estate, people give their homes away normally to their children, but they remain the life tenant. For STAR purposes, the county's going to want to see that the life tenant qualifies for the enhanced STAR. So you can get enhanced STAR even if you create a trust or a life estate, but you have to remember if you're changing your deed, and a lot of these great, you know, wills, trusts, and estate lawyers that we have, one thing they forget to tell their clients is if you have property tax exemptions, go back and notify Nassau County about what you did to make sure that you maintain all of your exemptions.
You know, I believe there's a fourth reason as well that people don't go for the enhanced STAR, and I believe it's an emotional, mental thing, which is that I'm really not in that poverty category of, you know, lower income. blah, blah. And I think it's a mental thing that, you know, reality is you are in this particular scenario. You're not starving, you're not poverty ridden, but there's a very legal tool which you can use that enables you to take advantage of something that will give you money. You know, it's...
Right. There's no question, you know, the most common question I get asked by people is, how do I lower my taxes? That's the number one question. And really, there's only two things you could do. One is to make sure you have all the exemptions you're entitled to under the law, which is exactly what Otto was talking about. And number two, which I'll come back in the winter and we'll talk about it, is how to file a challenge to your property's assessment.
Okay.
You're going to do that on another show, because that's a topic that I'm
interested
in. That's
a big one. That's very important.
Yeah, it's very important. And the way, you know, it's been set up since 2010 with a freeze on doing annual reassessments, it's very, very important that everybody have a challenge filed every single year, because if you don't do anything, you're just falling further and further behind everybody else in whatever district you live in.
Well, you just answered my question.
In other words, there have been massive, massive reductions. And if you stay the same and everybody else gets reduced, then you are paying a much higher pro rata share every single year. And that is the number one reason for huge tax bill increases from year to year.
Well, here's my question, and it has not. The show will be over on that topic. I filed every year for...
Anybody who's listening, this is the Otto Lowe show.
Yeah, right.
Show today. Excuse me.
Well, I think it relates to other people, too. Let's say it's the John Ryan tax return. But the bottom line is, I filed a grievance, or whatever you want to call it, every year for 5, 7 years, whatever it was. And I finally got to the point where I thought it was fair. I thought the number was fair, and I didn't file again. So what I'm hearing from you is, don't take that attitude. File again.
Exactly. And I'm going to explain next time I come back why it's so important to do it, and basically, you know, what's been going on at the Assessment Review Commission with all of these mass filings over the last 6 years.
Okay. Well, good.
It doesn't make sense, because the taxes have to be paid by somebody. So therefore, there's five people in this room. If three don't pay, the other two got to pick up their share.
Like the one, I think you explained it to me one time, that there's a pot, and this pot has to be divided by so many people, and you whatever you can make your share of the pot smaller, you know, that's what you have to do. But then somebody else's has to go up in order to get that pot covered.
I think that right. The most important thing is that we want to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share and not, you know, left behind and ending up having to pay more than their fair share. So, you know, I have a seminar about that, and I will be out in the town probably 10, 12, 15 different places starting, you know, during the grievance period, which
That's
begins
March, April,
January 2nd.
Oh, okay.
And goes to March 1st.
So
we're just
January,
finishing
February.
Up the exemption seminars.
Okay.
I think this is number 14 or 15 at Hillside on October 25th.
Okay. That's the last one. Actually,
right,
let me
that's
just
the
give
last
it again.
One.
Tuesday, October 25th from 6:45 to 8:45 at the Hillside Public Library, which is at 155 Lakeville Road. That is the last seminar. Last seminar that Charlie's giving for the STAR program. For this
and
year.
All the other exemptions,
and
too.
The exemptions
we actually go over all the exemptions.
And I'm sorry, but the period for filing grievances
begins January 2nd.
To what date?
March 1st. It's always the first day of business in January to the first day of business in March.
Right.
Then the following month, you actually can file an appeal to a decision from the previous year. You know, it gets confusing, the different years that are going on simultaneously.
So you're
going to
start coming on the show like
but
once
we
a month.
Will, yeah, we will.
It'll be the Charlie Berman show.
I'll come
show.
Back and explain it. But, you know, don't forget, if you do file a grievance and you don't agree with the decision, or you get a decision that says we're not changing your assessment, you do have the right to appeal that decision. And what people don't usually know is that they can file these initial challenges themselves. And if they've never filed before, the chances are they're going to get a reduction on the first challenge. If you get a bad decision or you get a decision you don't agree with, you can't hire somebody just to do the appeal. So in other words, you know,
you're
you could save a lot of money because you know a lot of these certiorari firms charge anywhere from 50% to 40-35% even. You know, it's a lot.
You don't pay attention because you're not paying it. And you see your taxes went from 18 to 17, but you just gave somebody $1,000 to do something.
But you get a bill.
You go to Charlie's seminar, you could figure it out.
Well, right. There's probably very few days go by when you don't get something in the mail from some company that does the filing of grievances and tax reductions.
There's one I can't think of the name, but once a week it seems like you get it.
Them?
Yes, that's the one. But no, it's very important, and I don't believe it. We're out of time. And that's good from the point of view that when you have a topic that's so important, and honestly, there's so much information, it flies. And this is why people, 2 hours, you probably even wind up staying after your seminars. Because people have questions. Otto is one person, and you're going to have 50, 70, 80 people at your seminar. People want it a little bit personalized, and that's one thing that Charlie Berman does. He'll answer your questions. He has a staff there with him from his office. You know, you owe it to yourself to go on October 25th to his last seminar and call 311 if you find out where the place is. Charlie, I want to thank you, as always, for coming on the show. This was perfect.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Otto.
It was a pleasure.
And we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, wcwp.org. Thanks.